The man has been jailed for 12 years for killing his 46-year-old wife inside a hotel room at Pelican Waters Resort in 2022. Jeffrey James Godfrey from Bligh Bligh was arrested and charged following the discovery of his wife Vanessa's body on Valentine's Day 3 years ago during a welfare check by staff after the couple failed to check out of their room. The 53-year-old faced Brisbane Supreme Court where he pleaded guilty to manslaughter. He must serve at least 80% of his sentence in custody for committing a serious violent offence. Well, Queensland's screen industry is jumping from strength to strength, with stars like Russell Crowe, Paul Rudd and Jack Black currently filming in the Sunshine State. Screen Queensland's Dr. Belinda Burns says we're able to offer 9 of 13 climate zones, making Queensland a popular destination for filmmakers. She says having a series or movie filmed here is also great for the local economy.
Why we incentivise them is because it's a really competitive field. All around the world, people are competing to bring productions in, because what happens when a production comes in, they spend a lot of money. So it really generates income into the local economy.
Last year, season 2 of the hugely popular detective drama series Black Snow, starring Travis Fimmel, was filmed in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. Council has given the green light for a planning change which will allow buildings of up to 15 stories high to be built in the emerging Batinia Town Centre. The temporary local planning instrument now needs to be considered and approved by the Minister for State Development, Infrastructure and Planning. If that goes through, it'll amend the framework governing residential development in the town centre, allowing for up to 2,600 units to be built there. There will also be 60% more open space than allowed for in the Batinia Town Centre master plan. And a big boost for Women's Rugby League on the Sunshine Coast, with the Falcons joining the Brisbane Broncos in an NRLW Pathways program. The affiliation will give local players a direct link to the elite level of the game, and we'll see some Broncos players join the local BMD side in the state competition. Falcons CEO Chris Flannery says it's a major step forward for the club's Women's Rugby League, with its men's Queensland Cup side already affiliated with the Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne are probably gearing up for their own NRLW side in a couple of years, but that will be played out of Melbourne, so certainly makes sense for us to reach out to a Queensland club.